Let's talk in the meantime to Andrea Williams, who's Chief Executive of Christian Concern. Hi, Andrea.
Hello there.
Do you think this is an example of the kind of cherry picking we see all over, actually? Probably just in the Christian churches, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, well, I think here what's being demonstrated, in a sense, is a shift away from the understanding of just how incredibly important the baptismal vows are. Certainly the minister in this case, he was very willing to give the child a blessing. He even said to the couple who'd said that they weren't married simply because they couldn't afford it, that he was very happy to marry them. So he wanted to accommodate this couple, but he also wanted to demonstrate to them just how serious baptismal vows are. I mean, in the Anglican Church, the kind of promises that the parents have to make are ones such as this. Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? I turn to Christ. Do you submit to Christ as Lord? I submit to Christ as Lord. Do you come to Christ the way, the truth and the life? I come to Christ. And if you come to Christ, then what the minister was saying in this case was that you have to live in obedience to him. And what obedience means is that a man and woman should be married to have children, to be a mum and in this situation. And so that's what would be required in terms of obedience. That was his teaching to them. He very much wanted to offer them everything that he could. He was open to that, but he took very seriously, he takes very seriously the importance of the marriage and the baptismal vows. Indeed, as we all should, if we're going to make promises to one another.
Right, let me bring back in, Andrea, stay there if you would, but let me bring back in Reverend Canon Dr. Gavin Ashenden. I hope we've got a better line now. Is that clearer?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a lot better than I could a moment ago. That's brilliant. Andrea Williams makes a very good case for the absolute sort of spiritual and theological purity of the message that this vicar was offering. But we know that on the ground things can be watered down, accommodations can be made. Isn't that the case?
Well, it is the case. But Andrea's right. The reason, one of the reasons why the church is losing some of its influence in this country is because nobody much likes something that's watered down. In the end, this is about people having transformed lives. And, you know, I think I'd rather want to talk about why Heather Lawrence is so angry than why the vicar asked them to delay to prepare. Because her very anger and her wanting to go public to punish him is actually a symptom that all is not right in the Lawrence household in their understanding of Christianity. Because that's actually not the right spirit to do things in.
Yeah. What about the school thing, though? Because time and again, I know lots of people who've gone and got their children christened or confirmed because of school decisions coming up. I'm sure most of us do. Doesn't it behove that...
I'd want to say to Heather Lawrence, look, if you want your child christened to go to school, then accept the offer to be married. Apart from anything else, the evidence is that couples who are married stay together much longer than couples who cohabit. So for Roman's sake, the evidence is that if they're married, they'd be much more likely to give him a longer and more stable home. It's win-win for them if they accept his offer for a free wedding. It's hard to know why they haven't done.
But what do you say to those families who have, for more pragmatic reasons, gone through these kind of sacramental moments and processes that are meant to be sacramental but might not be to them? They're just a pragmatic move about a school or...
Yes. As a parish priest, I love it when people come to me with formal reasons for approaching the church, because that allows you to start the whole process of introducing them to spiritual reality that they haven't yet grasped and don't understand. And so the whole business of spiritual awakening and the possibility of coming to a new life in Christ starts. It's a great place to start, but it's a very bad place to leave.
But do you turn people away in terms of wanting a sacrament if you don't think that they are doing it sincerely?
No vicar ever turns anybody away. What they say is, come and learn what this is all about. And what we find time and time again is that the people who say vicars are refusing have actually been the ones to refuse to learn what it's about. Baptism, you have to prepare for baptism and discover what it is. The Christian journey is one of constant discovery. Usually in these circumstances, it's not the vicar who's refused, people who didn't get what they wanted on a plane.
All right. All right. Many thanks to Reverend Canon Dr. Gavin Ashenden. The line wasn't fantastic, so we'll leave that there with him. But Andrea Williams, do you think that vicars, priests, and perhaps in other faiths, I don't know much about the reality on the ground of other faiths, whether if it was a mosque or a Sikh temple or a synagogue, would there be just as much controversy if somebody said, I only want this bit of the faith when I get married, or I don't want to get married, or I only want this bit if I bring my child for the equivalent of baptism? Do you think it's down to the priests of whatever faith to just say, I'm sorry, but no?
Well, I think here, when people come at these important moments in their life, when it's with regard to baptism or marriage, it's a very important time for the church to be very clear about her teaching on these matters. And it's beautiful and wonderful teaching that's very life-enhancing and life-giving, but it's teaching that is also has a very serious element to it, and a very serious element of commitment when making the kind of promises that you're being asked to fulfill.
But there still comes a point, doesn't there, where however Christian, for the sake of this argument, however Christian the vicar or the priest is trying to be and is saying, let me introduce you to what a sacrament is, let me introduce you to what Christ said about marriage, let me introduce you to these things. If at the end of the day, he or she understands that this couple or this individual is doing it for non-spiritual, non-sacramental reasons, there comes a yes or no point, doesn't there, for the priest? Do you think too often they accommodate this?
I think that a minister that is being very genuine and caring very deeply for the couple and for the child will be very serious about their commitment and whether or not they are saying these promises before God and really meaning them.
But we know, Andrea, what I'm trying to get from, I'm not trying to tell you how to answer the question, obviously, but what I'm trying to get to with you is we know that some vicars and some priests knowingly give sacraments to people because they, even though they know that the reason those people are doing it are not entirely sincere.
Well, I think that in some ways that's twofold. I think it's very sad if a minister or a priest is doing that because he's not fulfilling his duty, his role properly. But furthermore, there is a sense in which if a couple is prepared to stand up and say, with the help of God, I will, to this kind of thing, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? With the help of God, I will. Will you seek and serve Christ in all people? Loving your neighbour as yourself, will you acknowledge Christ's authority?
I know,
And if people are prepared to say yes...
But we know that, the thing is, Andrew, we know that so many aren't prepared to say yes because they don't believe it, but they go through the process anyway, and that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of here. Should priests, vicars, any other kinds of priests in different religions and different faiths, should they take an absolute rigorous line on this,